The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on planet Earth, welcome to Being Here.
Oh, what a lovely kind of drizzly fall day here in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's sort of raining and
yummy.
Leaves are falling. I'm watching a leaf drift down now from the sky, actually from the trees, through the sky, through the atmosphere to the ground. And what's wild is each one that drops, and now there's quite a few, is different than every other one. It's all unique.
Do you realize that you can want the fall leaves to stay on the trees, or you can want them to fall faster, but your wants are unimportant?
Have nothing to do with what happens?
Today's show is Dare to be Unimportant.
If you haven't noticed, Ariel and I tend to finish each other's sentences.
We do.
Sometimes we actually interrupt each other mid-sentence.
Mm-hmm.
It happens that way.
Just warning you, if it's your first time with us, that's our style.
And however, we do listen to one another, and we listen to you, our callers, when you call in.
And sometimes we interrupt you, too, because generally people say so many gems right in a row. If we don't stop the action rather than going somewhere, we forget everything a person has said.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere today.
No, and we're not going to try to get you anywhere. We promise not to try to fix you or change you or make you better.
Hence the name, Being Here. What we're doing today is being here.
And we're going to be here unimportantly.
Really? You know, I find that a lot of people are terrified to go away without having their phone on and texts available and emails. And what happens if you disconnect from that and allow the world to happen without you from time to time? For those of you who are living in a cave, or perhaps not in the United States, you may be unaware that yesterday was our major elections, including our presidential election. And a lot of people this morning woke up feeling upset if
things didn't turn out the way they wanted.
We were speaking with someone earlier today who was feeling very disgruntled, and she was listening to the news and following it and being right that Donald Trump was wrong for this country. And it got Shy and I thinking about whether or not people think if they worry about something, it makes them important, gives them self-importance, that your opinions about things that cannot be changed in this moment tie you to a sense of being self-important. Because like him, don't like him, it's a fact.
He's president-elect, so now what?
Well, Shy and I decided, well, not so much decided, but we looked at
this morning.
And we said, well, it's a choice. We can be disgruntled or we can feel hopeful.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
Who knows? We don't know.
Right.
So We're listening. We're listening to each other. We're listening to the world. But we're not listening to the thing that has us be
right.
Because you know you can either be right
or you can be alive. And you can't be both. And that's the most costly thing that I can think of, is when you're right about something or someone, you lose compassion for yourself and others. You lose your affinity. You lose your ability to experience loving. You lose your sense of well-being. It all goes out the window because you're right. Being right is very, very costly. It costs your health. It costs your sense of humanity. Anyway, we have three basic ideas. Oh, let's talk about listening first, though.
Yeah, let's go back to listening. We just touched on it.
Yeah, but we're going to touch on it a little deeper. Listening will pull you into the current moment of your life if you listen non-judgmentally. If you hear what somebody says, rather than agree or disagree with them, but let what they're saying come in. See, we have automatic responses that happen in us that disagree if it doesn't go the way we think it should, or agree when it does. See if you can hear what another is saying without engaging that judgmental nature that lives in all of us.
I like that. You know, we have a couple of callers holding. Why don't we take the first one?
Okay, I'm ready.
Hey, Peter, are you with us?
I am.
Hi, where are you today?
I'm in Manhattan. I'm in New York City.
Welcome to the call.
Yes.
Thank you. It's such an honor to be talking to you guys today, because we are in a, this was sort of a momentous, not sort of, it was a momentous event, the election. And
yes,
the conversation that you guys opened the show with is very much the conversation that my partner Michael and I have been having. And we are finding so much, such a strong sense of calm within ourselves. Not because we don't know what happened. We're very aware, but we also live our lives by the three principles. And we were reminded of that second, what you guys refer to as the second principle, that life shows up the way it does. And sometimes it meets your preferences and sometimes it doesn't, but it shows up the way it does, and you can be a yes to it or you can be a no to it.
And being a no to the fact does not change the fact.
It does not. It does not.
And
it only robs you of your energy, of your sense of aliveness, of it takes me, for example, away from the focus on doing the thing, being really involved in, and invested in my life and doing the things I love to do, because I'm in an upset.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting as you're talking, Peter, I realize that a lot of people listen to our radio show in the archives. So it's entirely possible that we'll keep doing this show for a number of years and somebody may go, oh, dare to be unimportant. And they will tune in years after when we have actually had this conversation with you. But I realize that part of why you and Michael are able to be calm and centered and feel well in yourself today, even though the elections did not turn out to your preferences, at least that's what I'm hearing, is that you practiced saying yes to life circumstances in the minutiae of your life. Meaning, if you disagree with the weather, you fight with how you're feeling on a particular day, you don't like what's in your refrigerator, if you have conversations with yourself that are complaining in nature about the minutiae of your life, it'll be hard to stay centered when the momentous events happen as well.
Exactly. And, you know, as Shia always demonstrates with that click of his fingers on Monday night, life is happening right now in this very moment. And this is the only time we have in this moment. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, a week from tomorrow, a month from tomorrow.
How about 10 seconds from now? We have no clue as to what's going to happen. We only assume we know. And the interesting thing, Peter, as you're talking, you know, a lot of people out there are upset blaming it on the election.
Right.
Whereas the fact is you have body sensations that show up that may not be agreeable, but you don't have to indulge in upsetting yourself further to prove that you're right, that this shouldn't have happened this way. You know, it's
right.
called a temper tantrum.
Right.
People have temper tantrums to object to how life is showing up, as if that temper tantrum is going to somehow change the outcome. It only changes the outcome in reverse proportion to what you would like.
Right, right. Right.
You know,
go ahead.
No,
you.
Did not vote for our president-elect.
Mm-hmm.
And we woke up this morning fervently hoping that our take was incorrect. Because you can either be right, dead right, but that, I want to go back to what you touched on, Peter, because the three principles are so important. Anything you resist dominates your life. Second principle, what you just said, life shows up in an instant exactly as it does. Regardless of your opinions about it, it just shows up the way it does. And the third principle is anything you see without judging completes itself. And it occurred to me also this morning that when I was listening to Hillary Clinton talk about a smooth transfer of power, I really loved that idea because I had the assumption that she would be president. It's up to me to stand behind or to be true to my values about a smooth transfer of power, even though the candidate that won was not my first choice. And we'll see where it goes.
And, you know, it is very possible that the job itself can transform that candidate. There you go.
Yeah. Anything is possible.
So,
but in the meantime,
mm-hmm.
life is happening here right now.
So what's happening in your day?
Oh, well, right now, my niece and nephew are being born today.
Oh, wow.
That's
yeah,
cool.
So that's really exciting. And that has nothing to do with the election.
And
that is not impacted.
It has nothing to do with you, except peripherally.
Yes.
You know, you didn't cause it. You can't choose the moment of their birth. All you can do is meet it and greet it and be a part of it.
Yeah, it's just getting interested in the things that are happening. It's just like when you guys were talking about the leaves falling, they would be falling off the tree. You could get interested in the beauty of nature around you, regardless of who's president or who's the president-elect.
And you could even get interested in the beauty of nature around you walking down 8th Avenue in New York City.
Right. Right.
Just a different nature.
That's right.
Did you have a question for us today, or did you just have things that you've been observing?
It was really just an observation based on just the events. I mean, it was remarkable just this morning that Michael and I and my mom, who lives with us too, were very up. And, you know, we were aware of what was going on. We were aware that we don't know what's going to happen, and that in this very moment, our lives are not being impacted in a negative way. What's to come, we will see.
Well, in what you just said, you have the expectation of your life being affected in a negative way.
It's embedded in there. Hidden, embedded in there is holding on to your
righteous nature.
Yeah, I see that.
It's very tricky, our minds, you know, they're really very tricky. They look to hold on to being right and proving themselves right. And if you prove yourself right that this is a mistake, you will have negative consequences. And it's the same thing in relationship, Peter. It's the same thing about how you go about your life. If you're looking to prove somebody is wrong in any way, you'll get to be right. But the cost is on you.
Right.
You know, there was something that you said that triggered in me one of the ways to allow ourselves to dare to be unimportant, and one of the ways to recognize when you are holding yourself self-important. You were talking about getting interested in what's happening around you. If you're interested, it's as if your attention is off yourself. You is a little or all important being. But if you're wondering how you're doing or you're complaining about how you want it, that's when you are locked in an idea that what you want is important and that your opinions and your agendas are more important than what is.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love hearing your voice today.
Thank you.
I mean, aside from just hearing your voice, there's a quality about you today that has a degree of relaxation, and it's nice to hear.
Thank you. One of the things we were talking about, you and I, on Monday was having the importance of having fun. And I feel like I'm, like, in a way, this unexpected event gives me greater license to enjoy myself and have fun for some reason. I feel more relaxed because it's sort of like, it's like a moment of discontinuity. It's like Christmas or some unusual day. And part of it, I'm sure, is also impacted by the impending birth of my niece and nephew. But it feels like a day when I can give myself license to just do whatever I want. You know what
you
I
can.
Mean?
Yes.
But I don't always feel that way. You know, I'm usually very driven. I have an agenda, and I have to do this, and then this, and then this. So, like, I don't have to do any of that today.
Well, we have a bit of an agenda, and that's to take a break now.
Of course, yeah.
I want to thank you very much for calling in, because we have other callers holding.
But it was a delight speaking
guys.
With you.
Yeah.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Samospeak.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? So, we have some upcoming events that we hope will be of interest to you. And the first one that I'd like to speak about is the Freedom to Breathe and the Art of Being a Healer weekend that's coming up December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in New York City. It is a magical event that, in fact, uses breath initially to bring you into the current moment of your life, bypassing your mental process, which usually keeps you out of the current moment of your life. And then when you get here, we do the Art of Being a Healer, which allows you to discover your own nature as a healer that is in you already. You don't need to learn techniques. It's not about techniques. It's about being with another person or people in a way that allows healing to take place. And it's a very profound, almost spiritual, is spiritual in many respects, weekend and workshop.
We have many people coming in from all over, across the United States, as well as from Germany and Switzerland. And it, in fact, people were registering last night. It is not too late for you. We would love to have you. There is room in the course. It is already, I can go down the names of the people who are coming and realize how special this weekend will be. And by the way, it is a perfect time to unplug and recharge your batteries right as we slide into the holiday season. By the way, if you're planning on coming to Hamburg, Germany with us in the spring for the Freedom to Breathe and the Practical Enlightenment courses, which are happening at the end of March and beginning of April, the early registration discount is on December 2nd. That's coming up, so if you want to join us, you may as well get a bargain along with it.
Yeah, register. You can check our website for the discount.
And all the info. Go to TransformationMadeEasy.com.
I like the Made Easy
part. Mm-hmm, you do.
Hey, I want to thank our listeners. We have listeners listening in Argentina and Switzerland and Russia, France.
Germany.
The United States, of course.
And Canada. There are lots of other places.
Oh, Australia, too, is on that list.
Why not?
People listening.
These are people who've been listening quite a bit recently.
You know, we get a report from the radio station that
gives us our highlights.
Right.
So wherever you're listening from, thank you so much, and feel free to share the show. We have another caller. Let's take her.
Okay.
Emmy, you with us?
Yes. Hi, Ariel.
Hi.
Shia. Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I just want to make a quick comment about the Freedom to Breathe, because I attended it last year and it was just it was magical, and it really was an excellent workshop that I found was very profound for myself. So I just wanted to comment on that, because I really did love the workshop last year.
That's great. You know something interesting? Every time you do that workshop, it's different.
Mm.
It's never the same. because you're a different person each time. And that's what's so wild about that, because you don't know who you're going to meet in you.
Yes.
And most of us have an idea of who we are and how we are and how we go about our lives. And to discover an aspect of yourself that is so profoundly different than what you could have thought up is kind of amazing.
And I'm much more aware of that, Shia. I remember when I attended Costa Rica for 1 week, I thought to myself, who would want to do 2 weeks, And this year I'm enrolled in both weeks, and I'm much more aware of that. In every moment, I'm just showing up as a different me. And every moment, I'm just, it's like it's a whole different experience.
Yeah, because before you went to Costa Rica, you're like, why would they do that? And mm-hmm. Once you were there, you're like, oh, wow, why not?
Yes. So I'm very excited about being able to spend the 2 weeks, or giving myself that gift of spending 2 weeks in Costa Rica this year.
Yeah. We met you just last year, correct?
No, we met in 2014, January of 2014. So I came 2 weeks later to Costa Rica. I signed up.
You're a smart lady.
I was.
You were. Absolutely.
I still am.
Do you have a question for us today,
Yes,
Amy?
I do. When I read Dare to Be Unimportant, I didn't have the rest of the information. So what popped up for me, and what I'm curious about, I'm currently just in the process of a business program, so I'm starting to go to some networking events. And in these networking events, the one I was at just recently, all the women, which was about 30 at the end, got to stand up and tell about our business. And I was number 3, and it was my first experience being in that group. And so as they were going along, I'm a life coach. So when other people started talking about being a life coach, I felt myself starting to judge myself about, I could hear my inner voice saying, oh my God, I screwed up. I really, I didn't sound great. I could have done a lot better. And what was interesting was when I left, all of a sudden I had all this stuff going on in me where literally I had to go home and take a nap. And I guess I'm bringing this up because I know I'm going to go to other people. And so I didn't, when I heard the Dare to Be Unimportant, I thought, oh, was I trying to be important?
And, yes.
So that's the question. I'm curious.
Yes.
It literally took me out.
Yes, you were trying to be important. But here's the thing. You got to be kind to yourself, Emmy. You can't do your life wrong. Your mind is a machine. And in retrospect, it figures out what you should have done differently or could have done differently or could have said differently. It compares you to the other speakers, and you always end up on the short end of the stick. That's just a function of your mind. You're not your mind. And so if you trust that you are doing your life right, because you can't do it wrong, then you'll discover how to disregard that complaining voice that finds fault with you in all arenas, not just in this particular meeting.
The other thing, Emmy, is we know a lot of people who do networking events. They go to them regularly. And the more you do them, the more you practice, the more it becomes easy to express what it is you do in, they call them elevator speeches. If you had 30 seconds, tell a person who you were and the doors open and you get out, what impression would you leave them with? This was your first foray into that, or at least in a while. And so you're learning. It's a little bit like going on one date and then going home saying, that's it, I'm not dating anymore. All those other people out there are more skilled at it than I.
There's another thing, Emmy, that you may not, and I doubt that you do, take into consideration. And that is the complexion of the crowd. And I don't mean the color of their skin. Okay. I mean their internal conversations, their feelings of insecurity. See, you could very well be picking up a lot of other people's insecurities and hearing it in your voice.
I actually, since I've attended the last two workshops, Shia, you have brought that up, and I recall saying to myself, is this even, you know, oh, maybe other people were saying similar things to themselves, that this, is this even mine?
That's right.
Finding myself very sensitive and picking up other people's, you know, very sensitive these days.
Well, that is, if you don't resist that and you don't listen to those thoughts as if they're you, you will be a far more effective life coach. Because if you can tune into the person across from you in a way that you can register their...
how they're going, feeling from the inside rather than through some theory you have.
And if you don't judge it...
then they don't have to judge the way they're being either. And that can complete itself in an instant.
Yeah, I have a question for you. Just as I'd like to pose for you. What if, when you go to these events, what matters more is the quality of how you listen as opposed to how you speak?
That's a great idea.
Now, I really don't want to make them oppositional, because that's not... Of course, if you can't articulate what you do, it's challenging for anybody to see whether or not they want to have anything to do with you as far as use your services. But a friend of ours came to a seminar recently, and he is in Germany, and he said he went to a networking meeting, and a guy got up and said, I'm a life coach, and... this gentleman who we were speaking with, his name, I believe it was Martin, was telling us how he was talking to everyone about listening, and that if you can listen without judging what a person has to say, and the life coach said, not judging them, are you kidding? And he thought, I'm not going to that life coach ever, because he would judge me. And there was a quality in Martin's listening that is wanting the people around him to win by listening to somebody without judging what they have to say.
The other thing is, these events can either be something you contribute to with your presence, or you can compete with the other people that are there. And competing with them will not have you shine.
Let's talk about the forward-looking nature of life and these events. It's similar to an audition. We know lots of performers. They can go to an audition, and of course they want to get the job. But it is far healthier for them if they go to express themselves as best as they can in that moment without being attached to the outcome. And lots of times people go to networking groups thinking that that will save them. It'll produce something for the future.
Or they have an agenda to make sales, and that agenda will not allow them to just be with another person. They'll be constantly trying to manipulate it to make a sale, which is really uncomfortable for the person being manipulated.
Which is part of why we've had the founder of BNI, the largest networking association in the world, Ivan Meisner, on our show multiple times, because he talks to people about going to events to see what you can do for other people as opposed to see what you can get. It's about creating relationship. You might find, Emmy, first of all, that that group of people you may not be really in sync with, but also you may find, if you go back through the archives and look up under Ivan Meisner on our radio show archives, you may find an approach to networking events that has them be far easier for
you. Yeah, so they're more relaxing for you and you can have fun with it.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, wow. I do think also I've gone there, and it is brand new for me, but I think I have gone with that thought of wanting to get something.
Of course, you have, but that's only normal.
Yeah. But the other approach includes that, of course, you want that, but it takes your attention off of you and your self-importance and puts it on taking care of the people around you.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. There's a lot. I'm going to go back and re-listen to it. But, yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome.
You're welcome. We're going to take our next caller. Let's do that. We have Julie holding. You with us, Julie?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you in the Bronx today?
Yes, I'm calling in from my office in the Bronx, where I work as a high school principal.
Ah, yes, welcome.
Well, what can we do for you this beautiful day?
It is a beautiful day. I felt today, you know, related to the topic, Dare to be Unimportant, I came into work today feeling that there were a lot of different places I was going to need to be at once. And I don't always feel that way at work, but I had some visitors from South Korea in my school today. There was a group of teachers visiting my school, and they are taking a tour of different schools in the United States to learn about them.
Yes.
And at the same time, I had just realized yesterday that another group of visitors was coming, a group of prospective students to our school who were going to do a tour of the school at the same time. And then on top of that, I felt that I needed to be here in my school because I detected some upset today in my staff and students. Because yesterday was an American election, and I didn't listen to the earlier part of the show, so I didn't know if that was talked about at all.
Uh-huh.
It was.
Okay, so I missed that. But
that's okay.
It was, I saw when I walked in that the day, you know, that I needed to be there, you know, to listen to some staff who were, you know, concerned about how our students might react, and, you know, to handle students' emotions today, because students have all different opinions and emotions, you know, so.
And you have a high population of immigrant students.
Exactly, yeah. The majority of my students are newcomer immigrants to the country. And so a lot of them came in today with a lot of upset and a lot of, you know, kind of predictions about how their lives were going to turn out. So, you know, some of the teachers were concerned about how to handle that in their classrooms and, you know, keep the kids focused.
Okay, Julie, we have to take a break.
So now we've got
now
the
we
setup.
Now we got the idea. When we come back from the break,
We can go to what you've discovered, okay?
Julie?
I'm going to say okay.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back shortly, everyone.
And come on back.
And don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious. And being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Quick shout out to those folks who are attending the Speak Up classes with myself and Susan Finch. Tonight is night two of a 3 Wednesday evening class. So I'm speaking up to say hey, and I'm happy you've been with us.
I want to say something about our newest book, Practical Enlightenment, because it's recently won the New York Book Festival's Best Book in Spirituality and Religion, also the Mom's Choice Book Award and the Greater Northwest Book Award. It's been winners of all three categories and got gold medals in each. So it's a great, great book.
And an easy read. If you prefer to listen to it, we have the audio version as well on Audible, either Amazon.com, .de, wherever you live, and on Audible as well. So if you haven't gotten a copy of it yet, go for it. And also, it's a great holiday gift. Anything else we want to let people know? Oh, by the way, next Monday Night Alive that we're doing in New York City is a couple weeks from now. It's on the 28th. But they do have meetups between now and then, the Say Yes Your Life meetups. And so you can just go to our website, find out whatever we're doing at transformationmadeeasy.com. And you can also sign up for our email list as well and get lots of goodies like articles, videos, and things like that. We're talking to Julie. We're talking about daring to be unimportant. You with us, Julie?
I'm with you.
Okay. You sound better.
Yeah.
The break was good for you.
It was good for me. Breaks are good for me.
You know, what we talked about earlier was that your life shows up as it does. So the events of the yesterday's election showed up the way they did. And that doesn't mean that it's bad. Our minds go to the worst possible scenarios rather than realize that something profound happened in the United States yesterday, where people who've been disgruntled and have been angry about and feeling ineffectual raised their voices and let it be known that they were tired of the system the way it was. Like it or not, that's what happened. Getting yourself upset over it does not change what has happened. Allowing yourself to feel what you're feeling, that's fine. In fact, that's the best thing to do.
I think it's great that you're dealing with or ready to meet the fears that may have been triggered in your students or perhaps your staff. But it's also really important to note that the fears are not caused by the outcome of the election.
They exist there, and this is just a stimulus that allows it to come to the surface.
Mm. So you set up for us that you have teachers in from South Korea, that you also have other things happening. So what did you want to tell us about that?
Well, that is the way the day progressed. I saw how I could like leave a little piece of myself in every part of the day. And what I mean by that is, the teachers from South Korea arrived a little bit late, so then that conflicted with the next group of visitors that were coming. But what I had done was I had a group of students that I had set up who were going to speak to the teachers from South Korea. And once I had them speaking to the teachers, I realized they were such a hit, that the students were so dynamic and so funny, and, you know, they were speaking Korean because we used to run a Korean class here. And the teachers were so charmed by these students that I actually didn't need to be there, and I could move on to the next thing. And then just be at the next thing very briefly and be there with everybody, but I didn't have to be everywhere at once, and that the people around me were doing a great job of handling everything that was happening. So
I love you talking about this, Julie, because lots of managers want to keep a finger in or want to keep people off balance as if they need to be needed every place. And that is a mark of your
great leadership,
that you can be unimportant in all these meetings that are very important.
Yeah.
You know, I see that in relationship too, in that Shia and I clearly adore being with each other, but we really depend on each other. We do things for each other, but we do our best to set each other up to be not needing the other, as if I'm broken. Shai doesn't set me up to feel like without him I'll be nothing, and vice versa. It's the same thing. If you are insecure, you have to set up the world around you to
give you a false sense of security by feeling you're important and needed.
Right.
You know, there's something else. You know, I'm moving on in age, and I'm almost to retirement age.
Moving up to 76 years
old.
Yes.
But most people, as they age, this is for the people who are moving into that space, you feel as though, you know, work has given you a sense of importance, needed for something. It's like discovering that you don't have to produce all the time to be okay, that you don't have to keep fighting off the aging to try to prove that you're still okay. Yeah, it's okay to just be okay the way you are.
Hmm. It actually sets up a sense that it's okay to play. It really doesn't matter what age you are. I find that most people are driving themselves forward, even at night when they are trying to go to sleep. Their mind is trying to work things out for the future, rather than just let yourself
relax and be.
Yeah, I used to do that a lot. I think before I started attending your workshops, my mind was just on overdrive. And so even when I was going to bed, I was planning the next thing and the next problem. And
yes,
you know, used to take a lot more work home over weekends. And right now I only do that when there's like, you know, particular times of year where there might be a deadline, but it's just not a habit. I can leave things and know they'll be handled the next day.
Well, now you have a social life too.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, we have another caller. I want to thank you so much for calling in,
especially in the middle of this very busy work day.
Ah, cool. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Let's take David.
David, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, thank you.
Shire.
Yes.
Nice to hear your voice.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to hear both of you.
Where are you
I wanted to say that I was a bit perturbed by the dare to be unimportant. For days I was perturbed. And this morning I got very, very excited by it. from an unexpected quarter, because I realized that from what happened overnight, that I often find myself embarrassed by taking a risk.
And what do you mean?
I watch. Well, I prefer to be sort of shy and quiet rather than sort of stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched and listened to someone who just basically put everything on the line and didn't care what people thought about him, but just said, I'm going to do it. And regardless of my like or dislike to Mr. Trump, I actually found myself this morning admiring something in him that I don't have, that sort of, that get up and go.
I beg to differ with you.
I beg to differ with you, too. You see, the conversation you listen to tells you you don't have those qualities.
But if you didn't have it, you couldn't recognize it in him. You could admire the well-developed nature of his ability to say, I'm going to do that and then do it. But it's not that you don't have that capability. And I'll bet you if we had the time, which we don't, and if we wanted to go historically, which would probably not be such a great thing, we could find plenty of places where in your own life you said, I'm going to do that or I want that, and you've accomplished
it. I've actually seen you do things that took bravery.
Calling into the show, for instance. There are lots of people who listen to the show. They listen to it. They've listened to it for years, and they have not called in.
They don't have the courage to call in. Or they haven't manifest that courage. But I've seen you come up on a Monday night, even after telling yourself that you don't like to be up in front of people and that you're a shy man, and you stand up and talk and make such a difference in the lives of the people out of your expressing yourself. So you may think what you think about you. It doesn't mean that those thoughts are accurately describing the being that you are. Hello.
Okay. I'm listening. I'm learning to listen to without interrupting.
Well, that's nice.
But you're also thinking about what's being said. I can tell because there's a gap between what we say and your response. So you're not just hearing it, you're thinking about it, you're processing it.
You're seeing whether or not you agree with it.
Well, I don't agree with it, but I wanted to hear it.
You don't agree with it because it will blow the story of your life. See, if you discover
There you go again.
There I go again. If you discovered how great you are, it would go contrary to the story you've told yourself about your self-limiting ideas. Look, David.
But I like being unimportant.
Well, so do I.
You but like I, being unimportant, he says self-importantly. See, the conversation that says I like being unimportant, that's not you. That's a conversation.
You happen to listen to it and think it's you because it has your voice, which happens to be a very beautiful voice. I love listening to you. But,
thank you.
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is you're a great being who listens to a story that has many self-limiting aspects, and you've been conned by life into believing those ideas that story tells you. But you're not that story.
We hold those ideas, that story, as important. And part of daring to be unimportant is letting go of that story and engaging here, now, and seeing what you want to say, what you want to do, not based in the story, but based in what's happening right now.
Not based in proving the story right or wrong, but including that you have that story and still standing up and speaking. That's courage. You know, it takes courage to step outside your self-limiting ideas and express yourself.
Which, by the way, we've seen you do many a Monday night, agree it or not. We are looking at what we've observed,
right.
Not what we think.
That's right. Our experience of you is very different than your thoughts about you.
Well, I still haven't aligned both of those, and I really look forward to speaking up tonight in particular, because I just thought it was perfectly timed for me and me only in this world.
Excellent.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. We have to end the show now.
But it was really a treat speaking with you, and I'm looking forward to speaking up with you tonight.
Thank you, and thank you for being here.
You're so welcome. Hey, that's the name of the show, Being Here, and next week's episode is called Family Matters. So we'll be back next week. If you like this show,
share it with your friends.
Share it on Facebook,
Twitter, or whatever else you use.
However you do it. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
Don't miss
Being Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.